If you've been watching any baseball lately, the MLB has been running ads with baseball ASMR, so I think we'll be doing the same for here on Sports Talk. Just kidding, I wouldn't do that to you guys. Hello and welcome to Sports Talk with Jimmy, the very best of the best when it comes to sports shows here on KGNU. And here on the show, we cover sports and news stories from across the Front Range, and today, we have a story that affects our high school football and how the championship game is going to be played. Because on Thursday, CHASA announced that it will be moving the state championship football games away from Empire Field at Mile High for 5A and 4A schools this upcoming season. Then the 3A schools will follow the move in 2024. 2A and 1A football championships will be continued to play at CSU Pueblo's Thunderdome. Empire Field is, of course, where the Denver Broncos play. And the games will be moved to Fort Collins, where they will be playing at Canvas Stadium. That's going to be home to the CSU Rams. This is going to be where the championship game is going to be played for the next 5 years. The move has been called a financially responsible decision for our membership by CHASA Administrator Michael Kruger. Mile High Stadium had been host to the Colorado 3A, 4A, and 5A state championship games for the last 18 years, but the move to Fort Collins is said to just make sense money-wise. CHASA could see over $100,000 in revenue by playing the games up at CSU rather than in Denver, and it turns out Empire Field is maybe just not the most cost-effective place to hold a football game. Renting it out and staffing it alone cost $100,000. And honestly, this just makes sense to me on every kind of level. The financials make sense, and while it is definitely cool to play in an NFL stadium, I know if I was in high school, I would have loved to play in a professional stadium. The home of the Rams just makes a lot more sense, even when it comes to just the better experience overall. Empire Field seats just over 76,000 people. That's the population of most towns here in Colorado. In 2021, an attendance record was set for the football state championship games here in Colorado, the 5A championship between Valor Christian and Cherry Creek, alongside the 4A championship between Chatfield and Erie, brought in 16,152 people. Now, that's a good amount of people, but that is still a lot of empty space in Empire Field at Mile High, and it's hard to get a game-like feeling and a loud crowd when you have so much empty seats. The emptiness really kind of just takes the air out of the game. Canvas Stadium holds just about half of that. And while there's still going to be a lot of elbow room amongst the fans, the sounds of the game will be more concentrated, and the fans can definitely get a more up-close and personal feeling to this game, and it will 100% be a better setting to watch a high school football game. As a player, though, playing on a college campus is a great opportunity. Canvas Stadium is one of the newest in college football. It was just built in 2021. That means newer and nicer amenities in the stadium, locker rooms, pretty much everything when it comes to an experience for a player. And think about it. If a football player is good enough to be playing Division I football in Colorado, chances are they're getting recruited by CSU. And I promise, those CSU coaches are probably paying attention to the game that has the best football players in the state taking place in their backyard. Playing their biggest high school game of the season in a stadium they could potentially play in college gives them a better feel for pretty much what a college game would look like. Plus, the size of the crowd ain't that much different than a CSU game. And let's not forget, traffic is probably a lot better going to Fort Collins rather than Denver. And that is just about all I got going for you today here on Sports Talk. I've been your host, Jimmy Searfoss. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for more. I'll see you then.